It's another what? Week that the Lord has watched over us and brought us through. And if we really, 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 really think about that, you can think about all the stuff that has happened throughout the week, all the stuff that is happening in this world, and unfortunately, all the stuff that has happened to what? People we know. Yet the Lord is, He's good. Amen? He brought us here, right? You're still walking, you're still standing, you're still enjoying your family and your friends. Why? Because the Lord has blessed us that way. Amen? Amen. And guess what? From the beginning of time, He says, you know what? I got a word for this Sunday, February 11th, 2024. I got a word I prepared in the beginning to be delivered this Sunday. A word where He has already looked at us, looked at our lives, and He knows what we need to hear this day. Amen? So prepare your hearts and minds to get in the presence of the Lord. He said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name." And if you just think about it, just say, "Lord, just come sit next to me this morning. Sit with me. Let me feel your presence as I hear your word." Amen? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Just got to shake off everything. There's another week coming. Whatever. Some people get hyped up for the Super Bowl. Get hyped up for the Lord. Amen? Amen. The same way if there was a touchdown, and you'd be like, "Yay!" You say, "Thank you, Lord. Because He's given you a touchdown every single moment." Amen? Amen. Now, we are in our Black History Month. So what we are going to do this morning is I lead us in prayer. I'm actually going to be reading a prayer from Martin Luther King that he gave years ago. Amen? Amen. I'm going to look, make sure I read where it's from before I read through it. He gave it at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. And I believe it was 63. All right, I'm in the ballpark. He gave it before most of us were born. Amen. Not all of us, but some of us. Amen. If we could all stand. Amen. Amen. Most gracious and all-wise God, before whose face the generations rise and fall, Thou in whom we live and move and have our being, we thank Thee for all of Thy good and gracious gifts, for life and for health, for food and for raiment, for the beauties of nature and human nature. We come before Thee painfully aware of our inadequacies and shortcomings. We realize that we stand surrounded with the mountains of love, and we deliberately dwell in the valley of hate. We stand amid the forces of truth and deliberately lie. We are forever offered the high road, and yet we choose to travel the low road. For these sins, O God, forgive. Break the spell of that which blinds our minds. Purify our hearts that we may see Thee. O God, in these turbulent days, when fear and doubt are mounting high, give us the broad visions, penetrating eyes, and power of endurance. Help us to work with renewed vigor and warless world, for a warless world, for a better distribution of wealth, and for a brotherhood that transcends race or color. In the name and spirit of Jesus, we pray. May the church say, amen. 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 If we can remain standing, I'm going to read our scripture for this morning. And then after that, we have a treat coming. But I'll be reading from Isaiah chapter 44, verses 21 through 23. And for today, I'm going to read out of the NIV version. So Isaiah 44, starting with verse 21. Remember these things, Jacob, for you, Israel, are my servant. I have made you. You are my servant. Israel, I will not forget you. I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sins like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Sing for joy, you heavens, for the Lord has done this. Shout aloud, you earth beneath. Burst into song, you mountains, you forests, and all your trees. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob. He displays his glory in Israel. Amen. 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 We had a good prayer, got a good word, and now we get to call up Sister Leah and get some good singing. Amen. Amen. So, as I said, as she comes up, shake off whatever is holding you back. Whatever has been on you all week, whatever you've been worried about, I don't care what you worry about. Don't worry about it right now, right? Let us get in the presence of the Lord. Amen? Amen? Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Our Lord is so good. And so certainly because of who he is, we have a blessed assurance in our Lord and Savior. So, I'm going to take it in. Bless. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. Let's sing together. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. Oh, this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. Oh, this is my story. This is my story.
praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Oh, this is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. If that's your story and your song, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Amen. 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 I got to make way. I got to make way. What? We heard a good prayer from Martin Luther King. Then we got to hear the word of God speak to us in Isaiah. Then we got to hear what? A song of joy and praise. And now we get to what? The meal. The word is coming. Amen. The word that has been prepared for us is coming. And guess what? It's coming right now. Our minister Kirsten is going to come up with what? The word that has been placed in him by the Lord. That is ready for us. Amen. Amen. Let us welcome our minister. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord on this morning. Amen. Amen. We're giving greetings and welcome this morning to some of our guests. Let me just see. I know before I get to our brothers at Kappa Alpha Psi, do we have any other guests this morning? Just y'all can wave. Y'all can just stand up. Amen. 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 I saw at least one hand. We welcome you. So glad to have you this morning. On behalf of our pastor, Elder Jonathan E. Ford, we give you greetings. Amen. So glad that you chose this house of worship on today. Amen. Amen. And this being February, we've had somewhat of an annual appointment with the brothers of Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity. And so we welcome you this morning. We give you special thanks and recognition for all that you do. Amen. And I also, at this time, with it being Black History Month, want to include all of our service organizations, amen, not only our fraternities and sororities, but to our Girl Scout volunteers, mentors from the Philly Tech Sisters, coaches from the King Sessing Road Runners, our leaders from the Clutch Kings Motorcycle Club, amen, many other organizations. We want to thank you for your time and resources that you spend towards our community's future. Amen. Just as I'm getting ready to talk about February and where we are, I just want to ask just a quick show of hands, three questions. When you think about February, and if you're in the chat room, you can hit it in the chat room. But if you're celebrating Black History Month this month, amen, just quick show of hands. Amen. Glory to God. On the other side, February, maybe if you're celebrating Valentine's Day this week, maybe just a quick show of hands. Amen. And then lastly, maybe if you're celebrating the Super Bowl today, amen, maybe there's just a quick show of hands. Maybe there's some activity in the chat room. Lots of hands were up, maybe not for all three questions. I'm not sure of the statistical margin of error with the survey, amen. But February is always big in our minds for those three things, amen. When February comes up, we remember it for Black History Month. We remember it for Valentine's Day. We remember it for Super Bowl Sunday. Although some of us remember when the Super Bowl was in January. If you've lived for a while, it used to be in January. Amen. These things, so significant. Black History Month, we're celebrating and showing love to those who have made a great impact in our community. Valentine's Day, we celebrate and show love not only as couples, but also in a broader sense to our family and our circle of friends. And also, some of you may remember back in the day when schools could actually hand out candy, amen, and on Valentine's Day, you come home with a bag full of candy, amen. And Super Bowl Sunday, right? Super Bowl Sunday, we celebrate and show love to the best teams in the NFL for that particular year, right? And even though some of us are scorned and we don't celebrate because we say, that's not my team, maybe you know somebody like that, amen. They're not watching today because they said, not my team. But most of us are celebrating, if not for anything else, for one reason, and that's for the food alone. Amen. The wings, the pizza, the shrimp, the lasagna, barbecue. Amen. If that was your house, raise your hand so we know where we're going. Amen. Anybody? But praise the Lord. If nothing else, we're celebrating that for today. Just looking at that, we all, for the month of February, have something to celebrate, maybe except for those that said, that's not my team. Amen. And February, we're showing all this love. And if you'll hang out with me for a little bit this morning, I just want to look on this subject of what kind of love are we talking about? Amen. Amen. So we're going to talk that, have a little discussion. What kind of love are we talking about? And in the scripture, we'll find ourselves in 1 John, the 4th chapter. There we'll start about the 7th verse. So in our scripture, we're at 1 John. It's the 4th chapter. So we're in the New Testament. We're going to be in the 4th chapter and the 7th verse. Amen. I'm going to read this morning from the Message Bible, but in almost every version of the Bible, it has a little title above this passage, which says, God is love. Amen. And it reads, my beloved friends, let us continue to love each other since love comes from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and experiences a relationship with God. The person who refuses to love doesn't know the first thing about God, because God is love. So you can't know him if you don't love. This is how God showed his love for us. God sent his only son into the world so we might live through him. This is the kind of love we are talking about. Not that we once upon a time loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to clear away our sins and the damage they've done to our relationship with God. Amen. Let us pray. God, our creator, our provider, and our salvation. Father, we shout glory to your name. You are the Most High God. You are our creator and our everything. God, you are life to us. In you, we move, we breathe, we have our being. And so we praise you in this place today. We praise you with all that you have given us, O God. Father, we give you thanks for grace and mercy that does not run out. We thank you for your love that is forever towards us, and we are oh so grateful that you chose us and wrapped us in your covenant love. We're thankful that you sent your son Jesus to meet us in the age that we live today, and that you have restored us because of your great love for us. And so, Father, now we confess our love for you, O Lord. We welcome you into this house and into our hearts. Have your way in this place today. Set up an atmosphere where we can hear you and your will can be done. Let your word be delivered according to your purpose, O Lord. This we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 And amen. What kind of love are we talking about? In 1 John, the 4th chapter, it gives us a clue. It says God is love in bold letters. But where does this love come from? When did this love relationship with God begin? Amen. And when I looked at this, I saw that first this love of God began in the creation love. Amen. In the very first book of the Bible, in the very first chapter, amen, starting at the first verse, because he had to set things up for us, but then he brings us in and he talks about us in the 27th. He says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Verse 28, and God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Amen. So early on, God is setting it up. He's sending his love towards us. And before everything was there for us, he purposed this world that it would have everything we would need. And he sent us into it to be blessed, to be fruitful and multiply. Amen? Amen. I'll tell you, and just a pause point, just a note of wisdom for our singles. God has set us up to be blessed. Amen? God has set us up to be fruitful. Amen? So if we're not ready for fruit, we don't put any seed in the ground. Amen. I'm moving on. In creation love, God spends the first 5 days creating the heavens and the earth and everything that's in them. He prepares a home to be shared with us as his children. Amen. In creation love, God speaks and prepares everything we need for our time in earth and everything that we need for our time with him in eternity in heaven. Amen. This is the power of God. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He exists in all times and all ages. So when he spoke creation for Adam and Eve, he spoke creation for you and I. Amen. We're talking about creation love. God speaks first to set order in the room. He sets things up for us. He blesses us. And then he both empowers us and authorizes us to receive the yield of the earth. This is not the fruit of human labor, meaning that this was not meant to be a blessing about how hard we work. This is not the result of a 20-hour, 40-hour, 60-hour work week. Amen. This was God setting the earth up to yield its fruit to us as a result of work that he had done. Amen. Psalm 104, 13 and 15 says it like this. It says, from your lofty abode, you water the mountains. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your work. You cause the grass to grow for the livestock and plants for man to cultivate, that he may bring forth food from the earth and wine to gladden the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread to strengthen man's heart. Amen. And since it's Super Bowl Sunday, you might hear some say that this whole thing was scripted. Amen. God set us up for victory from the start. Amen. But here's the thing. We know from Sunday school class that even before the chapter is over, God's creation, you and I, fall short of the goal line. And the relationship between God and humanity gets complicated. Amen. Anybody here who has ever found yourself in a complicated relationship with God? Amen. Anybody here ever not know where you stand with God? On one hand, you know God loves you. You know you're God's creation, but then you maybe feeling like you haven't heard from him for a while. You're feeling spiritually weak. You need some strength to come your way. Nothing's coming. You need a second touch, but now you're starting to doubt whether or not you got the first touch. You claimed healing, but now you think you need another prescription. Yes, Brother Curtin, I know God loves me, but what kind of love are we talking about? Sometimes, man, I find myself, I've been winning 10 weeks in a row, but now I've lost the past 5 weeks. What kind of love are we talking about? Well, Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter, helps us out a little bit. It reminds us that God's love is not only creation love, but it's also covenant love. This is the love that says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. This is covenant love. And I looked at it, especially as I read it, sometimes I call it crazy love. Amen. You know, it says here, and I'll just read it. It says, know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him, and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Amen. Verse 9 sounds good. Verse 10, and repays to their face those who hate him by destroying them. He will not be slack with one who hates him. He will repay him to his face. You shall therefore be careful to do the commandment and the statutes that and the rules that I command you today. Verse 12, and because you listen to these rules and keep and do them, the Lord your God will keep with you the covenant and the steadfast love that he swore to your fathers. He will love you, bless you, and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your ground, your grain and your wine and your oil, the increase of your herds and the young of your flock in the land that he swore to your fathers to give you. You shall be blessed above all peoples. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your livestock. Amen. That's the verses 9 through 14. So when we experience God's covenant love, we're not just aware of the blessings, but all of a sudden we become very aware of the rules. Amen. And many of us, we know as people, we don't always do very well with the rules. Amen. Sometimes it's the rules are the reason why we checked out. Our humanity, or what the Bible calls our flesh, seems to be at war with God's operation of doing things. Amen. And you know, This is where it comes, where we fall with these rules. We feel like, okay, if I'm following the rules, God loves me. But then we feel if I'm not following the rules, maybe he's out to destroy me. Amen. Covenant love, I told you, that's why I call it crazy love. Jealous love. We're God's chosen, but in our own insecurity, we're not always sure where we stand with God. But listen, God knows where his love towards you stands. God does not doubt his love towards you. Jeremiah 29 and 11, for I know the plans that I have towards you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Amen. God sees you as a treasured possession, and his rules are designed to bless you and your household. It's God's rules that place us in a spiritual location where he can operate freely and continue to transform us into who he created us to be. Amen. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, God's not finished with me yet. Amen. It's this covenant crazy love. It's family love. It's from generation to generation. It was for Israel then, and it extends to us in this current age. Amen. Amen. I know, again, I got to keep moving because today is Super Bowl Sunday. Amen. And you know, later today, we're going to see generations of football fans wearing their team jerseys and celebrating their team together. There's a lot of crazy love when it comes to football fans. I'm included. And even let me share a story with you. Some of y'all are with me. I remember just last year here in Philadelphia, where the news would feature fathers and daughters, mothers and sons who were celebrating the Super Bowl. They were wearing Eagles jerseys from different decades. The families were getting together for the game, all of the generations coming together. Eagles green everywhere. The Super Bowl party was ready to set off. Uncle Joe just dropped off the Eagles cake. Amen. Aunt Betty, she had already fried the fried chicken yesterday. The potato salad, it was right and tight. And cheese steaks were arriving at halftime. Amen. The celebration was ready to roll. All was good until Cousin Al's girlfriend rolled in wearing a Cowboys jersey. Woo! I mean, we know they've been together for 5 years. She's not new to the family gatherings. I mean, she knows the rules. Amen. Cousin Al's mother loves her like a daughter, but on a day meant for unity, blessing, and celebration, she rolls in breaking the rules. Maybe she didn't have to wear green, but she didn't have to come in dressed like the enemy. Amen. Now here's the thing though. When you asked her about it, she responded simply with this: not my team. She had no love for Eagles Nation. She said, not my team. She was there just for the food. She wasn't even really there to enjoy the celebration. She was there because of Cousin Al, right? Cousin Al's girlfriend was so set in her own ways. She was so set to the point that she could no longer enjoy the Super Bowl celebration that was all around her. Somebody said, Jesus. Woo! Glory to God. But you know, likewise, sometimes in our own life, we may have turned away from God's love simply because we said, not my team.
We were in church, but we responded to the crowd that was around us. And we said, not my team. You know, and maybe in your life experience, maybe you didn't grow up with God. Either you didn't participate in church or you worshiped differently. Maybe you didn't like the coach. You didn't like the management team. That's why you said not my team. Maybe you were taught not to trust church leadership. And then again, maybe you used to play church, right? You used to play. You went for a while, but you stopped after an injury. You see, you were in the church, but you got hurt in the church. Amen. And then you said, not my team. And then there's also that situation where maybe you just got busy with life and just stopped paying attention. Amen. Maybe you said, not my team. Maybe you have no experience, no testimony with God's victorious record. But God, I told you, He does not doubt the love that He has towards us. God doesn't push us away because we said, not my team. In fact, His word says, draw close to me and I will draw close to you. God is closer than we think. Some people maybe haven't read much of God's word, but when you start to read the word, when you read the facts, when you read His resume, His holy word, your faith can't help but be increased. You know, in the sports world, I was never a Tom Brady fan. Amen. Kept saying for years, he's not that good. I brought up everything. I won't say it right now, but I would say that continually. But then the brother won in Tampa. Whew. And I can't dispute the facts. This week, if you were paying attention, they recognized Kobe Bryant in Los Angeles and really throughout the NBA. And I was never really much of a Kobe fan. Amen. I don't want no hate coming my way, but I'm sorry I wasn't. But I can't at this point dispute the facts. Amen. I think it was the truth is, when he was drafted by the Lakers, I really wanted him to be a 76er. So it was easy for me to say about Kobe, not my team. Amen. But six championships later, can't dispute the facts. Amen. When we read the word of God, and when we look at God's record, when we look at God's resume, when we hear the testimonies of God's people, we can't dispute the facts. And on top of this, God's been so good that He shared every one of His victories with us. Psalm 62:6 says, He is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, I shall not be shaken. That means I'll never be defeated with God as my rock. Romans 8:31 says like this, what then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Again, I shall never be defeated. Victory in God's name. But here is the situation that we may find ourselves in. What do we do after so many seasons of telling God, I'm not a fan? What do we do if we're like Cousin Al's girlfriend and everybody else reminds us that we used to wear somebody else's jersey? They remember what we used to wear. They remember what we used to say. They remember what we used to do. We're trying to make a change, but the labels they keep placing on us. Amen. Glory to God. But God sent a word to remind us. He sent a loving word to remind us that He only made one team. Amen. In the beginning, before all of the games, in the beginning, before all of the politics, before all of the cultural divisions and man-made rules, Father God, our Creator, only made one team. And this is why we're not destroyed. This is why we're victorious with Him and not defeated. Because Father God created and blessed us, supplying us with His covenant love from the very start. Use what God gave you to win over what is before you. Glory to God. He's given you the victory in advance. Remember, I told you it just might be scripted. What kind of love are we talking about? 1 John, the 4th chapter, talks about it. This is God's redemptive love. It's His redemptive love that even in seasons where we said, not my team, even when we demanded a trade, God's love towards us, even when we were yet sinners, Christ died on the cross for us. It's His redemptive love with stretched out arms. It comes towards us, defeating every label that the world throws our way. It's getting rid of Mr. and Mrs. Irrelevant. It's getting rid of even if we were undrafted. It's getting rid of every loss that the world counted. The redemptive love of God finds us where we are and brings us home. 1 John, the 4th chapter, the 9th verse. This is how God showed His love for us. God sent His only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is the kind of love we are talking about. Not that we once upon a time loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to clear away our sins and the damage they've done to our relationship with Him. This is the love that God has for us today and that He invites us into now. Will you accept this invitation today? John 6 and 29, the Bible says the only work necessary for salvation is faith in Jesus as the Messiah, the Christ sent by God. Do you see the kind of love that we're talking about? Will you say yes? Listen, the doors of the church are open. That means the opportunity to join the team is right now. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, will you come? Will you accept the offer of the forgiveness of the loving God? Amen. Deacons, if you will. Amen. Maybe also, you're not currently in another fellowship. Maybe you said, you know what, I'm on God's team. I'm with Him. I believe in Jesus as the Christ. But maybe you don't have a church fellowship, a church home. Amen? Come with us today. Come join this body of believers. Amen? Glory to His name. Let us pray. Father, I thank You today for who You are. You are the Most High God, my Creator who has watched over my soul. You have cared for me and guided me season by season by season by season. I have not always acknowledged You, and I know that I'm not in right relationship with You. But today I am hearing the gospel message,
the good news that Jesus is the resurrected Son of God. And I need the hope that only you can provide. Forgive me of my wrongdoings against you, Lord. Right now, I'm seeking you with my whole heart. Right now, I am believing that Jesus Christ is my Savior. You sent him because you love me, and that his earthly ministry, his shed blood, his death on the cross, and his resurrection fully restores my relationship with you. Lord, I trust in you as my Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen. Amen. Listen, if you accepted that call today, know that God has done it right now. There's no waiting period, but God has sent salvation for you, and it is received in your heart. And he seals it now through the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit. We thank the Lord for all he's done. Amen. Come on, would you give the Lord a praise today? Hallelujah. 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 Come on, will you celebrate the Lord today? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, O Lord. Hallelujah to your name.
Go ahead. Victory. Victory is mine. Come on. Victory today is mine. Yeah, come on. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Come on, say it like this. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Come on, if I abide in his word, if I abide in his word, and his word abides in me, body abides in me. Victory today is mine. If I abide in his word, if I abide in his word, and his word abides in me, victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory
Amen. Yeah.
Look, give me one more shot. Come on, we're going to bring me down just 1 second, Brother Jackson. Glory to God.
Look, I'm gonna take a chance just because of where we are. Glory to God. We don't normally have testimony, but I'm giving room if there's one or two testimonies in the house. Amen. Glory to God. If there's one or two testimonies for the victory that God has placed in your life, glory to God, we're just gonna give way. I know Deacon McCoy, he's ready. You know where he's ready to go. Amen. Amen. He's about to scream and shout. But if there's one testimony for the Lord, we just want to give away. Give a moment. Folks got scared. Glory to God. Folks got scared. Folks got scared. Oh, glory to God. Come on, sis. Come on, sis. Give it that mic. Give it that mic. Give it that mic. Give it that mic. Bless the Lord. Yeah, Lord.
I guess everybody in here knows that.
They gotta hear you online.
Amen.
I guess that everyone knows that last year, back in April, Nasir was killed. But prior to that, back in 2009, my son was killed, Dominic. I turned my back on God. I was angry at him. Why me? Why my child? So for 2 years, I act like he didn't exist. I just kept moving. But then I heard someone else's testimony, and it became mine. So what do they say in the Torah? Teshuva, I return back to God's grace. Okay. So when Nasir got killed back in April, all the things I wasn't able to do when my son was killed, like I did his body, love God despite us, I was able to do it on April 7th, 2023. I was able to ID my boy's body. I was able to ask God to give me a love in my heart for the individuals that killed him.
Right, same.
I was able to ask God to give me a genuine forgiveness for them so that someday I can look them in their face with not a drop of hate in my heart, but the love of God. And that love of God that I would be able to show them perhaps will give their heart flesh. I was able to stand 10 toes, as y'all young folks say it, and ID my boy's body and not hate God and know that God has control over everything. And if you don't choose the right team, you will wound up like my boys. This is my testimony today.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember, forget all that stuff. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, you're going to get me started, but hallelujah. Always, when you hear a testimony, I don't care what is going on, hallelujah, there's somebody he brought through. There's somebody who can tell you what the Lord has done. So that one morning they woke up and everything was dark and they didn't know. And we know people that have made the wrong decisions in those situations. Or the anger is so intense they just want to go out and do something to somebody else. But you say, stay true to the Lord's word, the love of God that he just preached about, and he will bring all of us through and everybody you witness to if you just trust in him and witness to his glory out there. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. I got to keep them service moving, but hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Good morning, church. I am so terrified, but I have to I have to get it. In 2018, my mother, you know, Miss Trainee, she came and she asked you guys to pray for me. I was in the midst of sepsis, and I didn't know if I was, I didn't even know if I was in that position, but you all prayed for me. And I said, when in my hospital bed, I said, if I had a chance to run around this church and thank the Lord not to give up on me and let me hear him. Oh, he's been let me hear him something good. Yeah. Oh, the Lord is something good. Yeah. I got so much I got to tell you guys, but I don't want to take up church time, but thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Just hold on, Nick, because it gets better. Thank you.
Amen. 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 I'll ask the minister, because what? The Lord talked to the minister and said, hey, there's some testimonies that we needed to hear. Minister, amen. 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 Our drummer's packing up, so I guess I got to do the drum roll myself. But it's offering time. Amen. Amen. There's your drum roll for today. We're going to have Brother Gabe Curitan come up, and we are going to have our offering. Amen. Amen.
Family and friends, at this time we will gather to worship through giving. This morning you may give through one of five ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, Venmo, Cash App, or also by using the U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text message, text the code TELLER61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to tellertabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send check or money order to Teller Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. Venmo at teller-tabernacle-6309. Cash App $Teller Tabernacle. For those gathered with us in the sanctuary today, we'll find two offering baskets next to a side ramp door, one for your tithes/offerings and one for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the baskets as you exit the sanctuary. You may also give an offering to our pastor via Cash App or Venmo. Cash App $ Pastor Jonathan Ford. Venmo at Jonathan-Ford-25. As always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry.
Amen. I'm going to bring up Deaconess Courtney Scott. She's going to give us our announcements. Amen.
Thank you. Good morning, church. The pastor and the leadership team would like to welcome you for joining us this Sunday. If you are in service, and if you are in our YouTube or Facebook live stream. If you do participate via our online Facebook or live stream, don't forget to hit subscribe so that you can stay informed about all that is going on at the Tabernacle. So, for the month of February, or every month, every first Sunday, we will gather at 8:30 a.m. in person for corporate prayer, followed by morning worship at 10 a.m. So that's every first Sunday of the month. On Wednesday, February 14th, is our Ash Wednesday service, which is going to be virtual. So join us as we celebrate and honor our for a special Ash Wednesday service at 7 p.m.
on our Google Meets. And this will also be followed by a special Valentine's Day treat from our Deacon Todd and Cassandra McCoy. For this Lent season, we at the Tabernacle will be giving up red meat and desserts starting Ash Wednesday to Easter Sunday, except for Sundays. So on Sundays, you can have your red meat and desserts. There you go. For this Lent season, on Sunday, February 24th, will be our Black History Month presentation. So join us for a special presentation on the famous Camp Hill Army Base located in Cheltenham, PA, and they will be talking about the contributions of black soldiers. The presentation will be given by Lisa Marlowe and will take place at 11:30 a.m. in our sanctuary. Every Wednesday night is prayer and Bible study at 7 p.m. via Google Meets. And Sunday school is from 8:30 to 9 a.m. also via Google Meets. We look forward to seeing your child every second, third, fourth, and fifth Sundays. And don't forget Pastor's YLE Challenge. It's also Girl Scout season. So if you want to get your cookies and support our Girl Scouts, Sister Kennedy, Zoe, and Zaya, please do so. Not sure if the QR link should be up there. You can order online. You can also contact our sister Zakia, who's the mother of Zoe and Zaya, and our sister Cassandra, who's the mother of Kennedy. And that is all. Now we'll have our benediction.
One more thing before the benediction, just real quick. So every February, it's normally in February, there's what's called Kappa Week, which is the Delta Eta chapter of Kappa Alpha Psi, which was founded on the night of February 11th, 1952. They have Kappa Week. And if y'all don't know, myself, Minister Curitan, the pastor, and Deacon Abrams are all initiated through the Delta Eta chapter of Kappa Alpha Psi. And so we invite the brothers out every year, and we do the one thing that you gotta always do for college guys. You know what that is? Feed them. So that after service, we're going to go up, all the brothers, even the other brothers that are the alumni, we're going to go up to the third floor and we're going to feed them. Amen? Amen. Amen. But what we do like to do is I would just like each one of the brothers who's currently in the chapter to stand up, give your name, your school, your major, just so everybody can see who you are. Amen? Amen. So if y'all could just head right up here, let's do some introductions. Amen.
How y'all doing? Good morning. So I'll start off with, my name is David Garcia. I'm currently sitting as the pull mark of the Delta Eta chapter of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. I currently attend Drexel University studying design and merchandise, and I'm a junior.
How are we doing this evening? My name is Nadel Booker. I currently serve as the vice pull mark of the Delta Eta chapter. I'm a senior at Arcadia University studying sports management.
Hello, how y'all doing? I graduated, but my name is Khalil. My name is Khalil Payton. I used to serve as a keeper of records before I graduated, but now I'm currently in graduate school with aspirations to become a doctor. Oh, sorry, and I graduated from University of Pennsylvania.
And just one last tidbit, just so you know, because you hear all these universities. So Delta Eta covers Penn, Drexel, LaSalle, St. Joe's, Arcadia. There's another chapter in the city that's Lambda up at Temple. But everybody else, come to Delta Eta. Amen? Amen. And they're not going to spend the time talking about it, but we could talk about the things the chapter has done in the community over the years. So applaud these young brothers. They've got the energy, and they're going out and they're doing it in the community. Amen? With that.
Man, come on. We're going to get ready for our benediction, amen, if you would rise. Amen. And you know what? I should have done this before I had you stand up, but we had a couple of visitors come in late. Why don't y'all just raise your hand up, some of our visitors that came in late. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord, everybody. Just say hello. Say hello to our visitors as we get ready to exit. Just want to make sure that we see them. Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the great testimonies for your name. For Father, you have been good to your people.
You have watched over us. You have cared for us. You have not left us nor forsaken us. So God, as our faith has been increased, Lord, seal it. Put a hedge of protection around us. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come our way. Father, for every temptation, make a way of escape that we might find our way back in your presence. Father, we love you. And we stand here today on your team. Keep us, O Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Goodbye, everybody.